Welcome to the UK Bible Students website. Questions and answers. The Kingdom of God. Unless otherwise denoted, all scripture references are to the New International Version, British text. Question. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, Jesus teaches his disciples to pray for God's kingdom to come. What is the kingdom of God? Answer. Matthew chapter 6 verse 10 forms a part of the Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. In common usage, the word kingdom generally refers to a territory, a state or a people subject to authority of a monarch. In biblical usage, it also refers to the royal ruler or the authority by which he reigns. The rulers whom God has designated to act as his regal representatives and to exercise his authority in the coming reign of the millennial age are Jesus and his faithful church. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. The Bible speaks of Jesus and his church as the kingdom from two standpoints. Number one, their earthly lives during the gospel age when they experienced trials, sufferings and persecutions. This sense of the term has accurately styled them the church militant. In this condition, the members of the church may also be styled the embryonic or suffering kingdom. Number two, their heavenly existence when they will reign over all the earth. In this respect, we may regard them as the church triumphant. In this condition, the church may be called the born or glorified kingdom. From which standpoint did Jesus speak in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10? The kingdom begins. Jesus taught his disciples that a change in dispensation was imminent, as we read in Luke chapter 16, verse 16. The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom of God is being preached, and everyone is forcing his way into it. So, Jesus himself began that kingdom and the preaching of it during his ministry of 3.5 years. Peter and the other apostles continued to proclaim it on the day of Pentecost when they received the Holy Spirit. Sometime thereafter, the Gentiles were inducted into that kingdom too. The kingdom progresses. The kingdom advanced and expanded throughout the entire gospel, church, age, as the members of the kingdom class, the church, were prepared, trained and perfected for their promised reign with Christ in the millennial age, the royal period which will follow the gospel age. However, the kingdom has not yet begun and the will of God is still not done in earth as in heaven. That aspect of the Lord's Prayer is future. Note that the kingdom class derives its name in anticipation of its promised future reign over the world of mankind. For this mankind yearns, though ignorantly, as Romans chapter 8 verse 19 tells us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. In conclusion, to sum up, the kingdom of Matthew chapter 6 verse 10 is the reign of Christ and his church, and it will commence during his second advent. The King of Kings and his church enter into their high office to rule in truth and righteousness and to bless all the nations of the earth. Genesis chapter 12 verse 3. By the close of that thousand-year reign, every member of the human family who has ever lived will have been granted the opportunity to regain the human perfection forfeited by Adam in Eden. Thank you for listening.